Okay, good enough. Shabbos. Our learning should be Louis Nishmas. My wife's grandfather's yard says the Shabbos Moshe Chaim and Avram Abba. My grandfather's yard was on Shabbos, was on Chol Moed, Yotas Tishrei, Moshe Chaim ben Edidya, Baruch Tzibar Venosan, Daniel Sarbas Aliyazus or Alevi. Here we go, five Hasidic ideas on Parshas Bereishis, specifically talking about Shabbos. So if you look at Perek Beis and the Rishon, Sukkim talk all about Shabbos. Vayichal, look at Mayom HaShviv, Imelachtu HaShar Oso. And HaKadosh Baruch came to the seventh day and he finished. Says the Dega Machan Ephraim, Muslim Nivaychal, Okim Ayom HaShvi, that through the Koach of Shabbos, the Elokim, the Din, is removed from the world. Adi HaShabbos, Mistalak Midas HaDin, Elokim in Olam, and that's, if you fit, it fits beautifully back in the Pulsic. Vayichal, and he stopped, Elokim Ayom HaShvi Melach Torah Sha'asa. A person's able to come into the Kiddush of Shabbos, the Elokim, the Din of the week. It's Kulo Rachamim now. And that's what the Dega Machan Ephraim says, that a Tzaddik comes to Shabbos, he's Misorl, he becomes completely taken into the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Rachmim, that the din of the week is over, is able to be able to move on. Beautiful insight of the Degel Malach Refarim and Vayichal Alokim, the Alokim stops of the week, and be able to, and then it changes the din of an Eved Hashem, comes to, and Shabbos, you're a Ben Melech. Says the B'nai Sosra Adin number 2 in the Sefer on the Parsha, Agar Dekala. The Pasuk says, in the next Pasuk, Vayivarach Alokim Asim Hashvi, that Kaddish Oso. And he blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it. Says B'nai, says Vaykadosh Oso, doesn't mean just he sanctified it, but he sanctified it as an os, says B'nai Soschar. That we know that Chazal tells us that Shabbos loves man tefillin. Shabbos is not a time for tefillin, because Shabbos itself is the os. As the Pasuk says in Shemos, the Chadosh Baruch gave us an os, and the os is called the tefillin. But Shabbos, we don't need the tefillin, because Shabbos itself is the os. It's the sign that represents us and us in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that connection of Kabbalas Olam HaChus Shemayim. And that's why the Nesiv HaShem says that the word Shabbos itself stands for Shabbos B'makom Tefillin. That what tefillin does to us, it reminds us, it starts off our day to remember who we are, what we're doing in this world. The whole day of Shabbos is one of tefillin. And that's Vayikadosh Oso. Not only did he sanctify it, but he sanctified it as an os, as a sign of Kabbalas Olam HaChus Shemayim. The third idea, the Baal Shem Tov, says a beautiful insight, and he says, the Gemara tells us, Meis Be'er Shabbos Simen Yofalo. When someone dies on a Erev Shabbos or Friday, it's a good sign. It's a good sign. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what does that mean? You die, someone dies on Friday, means it's a good sign. No, it means that when they're able to put all their, it doesn't just mean physically when someone dies on Friday, it means in a spiritual way. When someone understands that his whole week dies on Friday, meaning he's able to step into Shabbos, doesn't matter what happens Sunday to Friday. Simen Be'erev Shabbos Mesim, Simen Erev Shabbos, Simen Yofalo, you're able to put the week behind you, to be able to move on, that's Simen Yofalo, you're able to focus on Shabbos. And that's exactly what the Shem Yishmol says on the words, Kivo Shabbos B'kol Malachto. He says, you want to know how to attach yourself to the Kiddush of Shabbos, you want to attach yourself to the holiness of Shabbos, make sure when Shabbos comes in, that mikol malachto, you look at it as kilu kol asah, like Rashi says, like you looked at v'nigmar amalacha, all of Shabbos, all the whole week, it doesn't matter. What happened in the week, it's over, all the work happened, it's over. That's exactly what the Baal Shem Tov says. Meis be'er Shabbos simen yofalo. If someone dies on Friday, it means the whole week you'll be able to put behind you. The fourth idea, the Arvei Nachal. Arvei Nachal says on the pasuk right before, actually, and on the words, v'yichal elokim, he says, Rashi says, "Ma'hi ha'ya olam chaser menucha ba Shabbos, ba'z menucha." When Shabbos came, ba menucha, rest came. It says Arvei Nachal, it's not just a negative commandment. There's also something, a positive menucha. It says Arvei Nachal, "Menucha zu ina rak shlilis ha'malacha, ela menuchas chiyuvis haba kitosaz me Shabbos." It's not just a negative action. A person has to now stop from the week. No, he has to have a certain menucha sanefesh. He has to actively put into action the menuchas nefesh of Shabbos, be able to put in the ability to be able to turn off the week and now step into the kedusha of Shabbos. And finally, the fifth and final idea, from the Baal Yard say from today, the kedusha slavi, this is the Rebbe Yitzchak Berditchev. The pasuk says, "Nimkubin kol shavas mikol malachto, asher bara alokim lasos." What does it mean? Says the kedusha slavi. Says that Shabbos is a lashon havashava of chazara. Shabbos comes from the word of returning. What are we returning? Says the kedusha slavi. When a person sanctifies Shabbos kodesh, his whole week, his whole essence of the whole week, when it's done in the proper way, it's uplifted. It's sanctified to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When he returns, and he uplifts the entire week. When it comes to Shabbos, that 25-hour, 26-hour time period, you're able to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. Not only is it a siman bracha, says the Zohar, gives koach for bracha for the next week, but says Kiddush Levi, it actually uplifts the week before. When a person, that's what Shabbos mikol melachto, Shabbos of Miloshen Chazorah, be able to return, or uplifts the entire week, be able to a place of Kedusha, to a place of holiness. So to review these five ideas, the Machar Farim says, that the Elokim stops on the seventh day. That Tzadik understands that there's an Ever Hashem of the week, and then there's a Ben Melech. There's Elokim of the week, and then there's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the mercy. That's Vayichal Elokim, the Elokim stops. The second idea, the Agri Dekalo, the Vayikadosh Oso, and he sanctified it. It doesn't just mean he sanctified it, but Shabbos itself is an Os. Vayikadosh Oso, it sanctified it as an Os. Just like Tefillin is an Os, Shabbos is an Os itself, and that's what Shabbos says. Shabbos Mokon Tefillin. All the Sfarim say, Rosh Hashanah writes this, and Shalom, Shabbos Mokom Tefillin. What Tefillin does, it reminds us of who we are. That's what Shabbos does. The third idea, the Baal Shem Tov, and the Shem Yishmo, Meis Arv Shabbos, Simen Yofalo, says the Baal Shem Tov, person able to turn off the whole week, Simen Yofalo, it's a good sign. Says the Shem Yishmo, you want to know how to have the Kiddush of Shabbos, whatever happened the whole week, you turn it off, to be able to attach yourself completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Kiddush of Shabbos. The Arvi Nachal says, the fourth idea, you can't just have a negative passive menucha, no. Says Rabbi Nachra, look at Rashi, look at the Chazal, Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. It can't just be a negative Menucha, it has got to be a positive Menucha. That right now, I don't care what happened on Friday, right before Shabbos, no. Right now, Shabbos Kodesh, I have to actively and work on my Menucha Sanefesh, to be able to make sure that I'm in a different state of mind, a different perspective, a different attitude, and a more positive attitude. It doesn't matter what happened the whole week, especially the Yitzhar gets us a lot Erev Shabbos on Fridays, when he knows the Kiddush of Shabbos is so strong. And the fifth and final idea, the Kiddush Levi says, Shabbos Miloshon Hashava. Exactly, that's what Shabbos Mikom Melachto. When a person is able to enter the Kiddush of Shabbos, he's not only entering the Kiddush of Shabbos, but Shabbos Miloshon Hashava, it uplifts the past week into a Lashon of Aliyah, into a Lashon of Chazara. Shabbos Mikom Melachto, it uplifts the whole week, the whole past week's work, into a place of holiness. But the Zohar says not only that it uplifts the past week, but it also gives bracha for the entire week as well. Like Chavetz Chaim says, he never understood why people are running out of the Shabbos. Because the Zohar tells us in Parshas Yisro that Rav Simon says this all the time, that the more Shabbos you have, the more bracha you have in the entire week. So you don't want bracha, run out of Shabbos. If you want bracha, you want to have good blessings, make sure to take upon Kiddush of Shabbos more. Ezer Shem Shmizoch of Ezer Shem, take these five ideas on the Kiddush of Shabbos and implement them in our entire lives. The more we talk about Shabbos, the more we'll feel it, Ezer Shem, and to attach ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ezer Shem Yisbach Shoyach, good in Shabbos, Shabbos Brachos.